honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
If you are looking to become naturally savvy, well, you are in the right place. I'm here with the fantastic Andrea Donsky, and today we're going to be talking about what it means to be naturally savvy. Andrea, what does it mean to you?
Well, living a healthy lifestyle from a natural and organic perspective, it means making healthy choices and, you know, really knowing what to look for in a label and being aware of what we're putting onto and into our bodies every single day.
I'm so glad you said onto as well, because I think a lot of people think about what they put into, but what you put onto your body is so important as well. Andrea, when did you first get interested in living this type of lifestyle?
You know, probably about 15 years ago, I had started, you know, I had some stomach issues and the medical world could not figure out what was going on with me. So I decided to pursue reading a lot of books, a lot of magazines, and I thought, well, I'm becoming so educated, I might as well go back to school and get a degree. So I became a registered holistic nutritionist. And you know what? The rest is history. Yeah, I just, you know, I love the lifestyle. And the more I read, the more I just became so interested in learning that what we eat and what we put on our bodies can actually affect us in so many different ways.
Oh, I bet. And it must be nice not to have those stomach issues anymore. I'm sure you out there can relate, you know, when you have these issues and you go to doctor after doctor and you feel frustrated, sometimes you need a more holistic approach. And so, Andrea, just to get folks started, what are some of the things they can first do to make these changes in their lives?
Well, I think the first thing we need to do is, especially when it comes to what we're eating, is really learn how to read a label. That is my biggest passion, because even myself, you know, before we wrote any of the books that we wrote, Unjunk Your Junk Food or even Label Lessons, I didn't really understand what it meant to read a food label. And once I did the research and spent all that time educating myself and the people around me, I find that that makes the biggest difference. So once we know how to read a food label, what to look for, anything with the scary seven ingredients, we talk a lot about the scary seven on our website. I think that's a really great place to start.
All right, what are those scary seven?
Oh, good question. Well, it starts with high fructose corn syrup. That would be, you know, one of our top ones, high fructose corn syrup. The issue with high fructose corn syrup is that companies use it because it's very cheap, but it comes at a high cost to our bodies. So I would say stay away from high fructose corn syrup. Side effects include, you know, insulin resistance, that's a step before type 2 diabetes, obesity, and increased belly fat and heart disease. So a really good reason that we should be staying away from it. The second one would be trans fat. So anything with partially hydrogenated oils, shortening, these are all really important ingredients that we want to be mindful of when we're picking a product up off the shelf.
All right, what else do you got?
Well, artificial coloring, anything with food coloring, artificial flavors, artificial sweeteners, monosodium glutamate is a big one as well, and certain preservatives.
You know what's interesting with the food coloring? I know that in other countries, some of them have been banned, right? I mean, what's going on with the U.S.?
Well, you know, yeah, that's a really good question that we're all really trying to figure out. And Canada, too. You know, North America really hasn't caught on. And what we're finding is that there are countries, you know, there was a 1997 study out of Britain that showed the link between food coloring, artificial food coloring, and hyperactivity in children. So Europe is so much more aware than we are here. And it unfortunately just hasn't come across to our side of the, you know, our side of the borders yet.
I really, really hope that it does. And all the great work you do at Naturally Savvy is definitely helping open people's eyes to what's, you know, this information that's so key. So let's see how good my memory is. Okay, so you said trans fat, you said artificial flavor, you said high fructose corn syrup. So that's three plus, so four more. I could do math, four more.
All right, let's go. Go for it. Let's see how good your memory is.
Yeah. Okay, so what else
continue.
You got? Oh, no, I don't remember the rest.
Well, you know what? That makes a really good point, because it is hard to remember. So we make it really easy for people. You can go to our website. You could search Scary 7, or you can even go to our Facebook page at Naturally Savvy. We have a great alternographic there that really it denotes every single ingredient and why they're bad, the side effects that come with it. So easy to find. You can print it out, put it in your wallet, and we take it shopping with you.
That's great. Now, what are some other things you want to think of, especially like when it comes to, you know, buying your produce organic? And do those sprays that they sell, are they worth the money? Can you make them yourself? If there's some foods that maybe you can't afford to get organic, give us a skinny on the organic situation.
Sure. So for me, when it comes to buying produce, so fruits and vegetables, I like to follow the Dirty Dozen rule. So the Dirty Dozen is from the Environmental Working Group, and it lists the top fruits and vegetables that contain the most pesticides. So anything that's organic, so for, you know, let's do an organic 101. Organic is any item that's grown without the use of pesticides, herbicides, or genetically engineered ingredients. They're not sprayed. So they really are clean products. So that way I like to look at it for simplicity terms. So what I like to do is follow the Dirty Dozen rule and avoid them. So you can find the Dirty Dozen list. You can just Google the Dirty Dozen. Again, our website has them listed, and they update it every year. So you want to stay away from, you know, items that are very thin skinned, like lettuce, spinach, or grapes. Those are the items you really want to buy organic for. And then the other items you could, you know, not necessarily, can buy more conventional items for. And that would be a really good place to start in terms of, you know, fruits and vegetables.
Oh, that's great. And can't you make your own vinegar rinse with apple cider vinegar and water? Am I on the right track there to wash your produce?
You can. So if they're not on the Dirty Dozen list, so the issue with the Dirty Dozen is they actually conducted the test after they washed them with the washes. So it's still within the fruit itself. So that's why you really want to stick to the Dirty Dozen. You can't wash away the pesticides that are on those fruits and vegetables. But I would definitely recommend using, you know, the sprays when you're using anything off that Dirty Dozen list. Because, I mean, regardless, pesticides or not, there's still dirt. There's, you know, there are other environmental toxins that are on it that you want to keep it clean. The mud, you know, you want to wash it off anyways before cutting into it.
Yeah, that's really true. Now, I know you're a big, you're very passionate about GMOs and getting rid of the GMOs. For people who aren't familiar, I mean, I'm sure they've heard the term, but what exactly does that mean?
Well, anything that's genetically engineered, meaning that they're taking the DNA from one item and they're mixing it with the DNA from another. So they're creating this food, which they call it a food. Some of us will disagree with that, but they're creating something that isn't intended by nature. So there's been a lot of research on it. Jeffrey Smith, he created the movie Genetic Roulette, and he wrote the book. And if you haven't seen the movie, I highly recommend watching it. It's a hugely educational tool. And it really tells you and explains why anything that's genetically engineered is bad for you. So, you know, with Prop 37 that failed, so there was a prop that was put into place in California that people were able to vote on, and unfortunately it didn't go through. But I think what it did do is create a lot of awareness for people that there are these issues with, you know, genetically modifying our foods, and that are causing issues. So there was a study out in France last year that showed the relationship between eating and consuming, it was done on mice, consuming genetically engineered foods and tumor growth. So there's still a lot of research that needs to be done, but the initial research, especially what Jeffrey Smith talks about a lot, is that it can be related to anything gastrointestinal.
That, you know, if people haven't seen those photos of those mice, unbelievable. Those tumors are
scary.
Huge. It is really, really scary. It really is. Now, you know, we're both moms. We both have kids. And I find, you know, the more I talk about this stuff and the more things that I can find that my kids love, I'm not saying it's easy to feed your kids healthy, but I think the tide is starting to shift a little bit, don't you think, in terms of what's available and just the attitudes. I mean, my daughter definitely will fight with me about certain foods, but you can definitely find great alternatives, which we'll get to, you know, in another show.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, nowadays there are such great alternatives for, you know, conventional items that we use. They have these chemicals in them all the time. So absolutely true. And great tasting alternatives, right? So we don't have to eat cardboard to feel like we're getting that alternative, right? We could actually eat something that tastes good and we enjoy eating. So even for the foodies out there, there are great alternatives out there that you can choose that just don't, it's all about avoiding those chemicals, you know, it's just taking those chemicals out of our diet. All right.
It
until next time, stay connected at naturallysavvy.com and Radio MD, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Cheers to good health. Thanks for listening.